mean, not the little one. Fear is the silent killer of dreams. We want to take our freedom back. We want to take our dreams back. You are the number one reason why you haven't gotten where you want to get to. Even when there's self-doubt, even when I don't feel like it, even when my energy isn't where my energy needs to be, I, Donnie Wiggins, am built for this. Hey, hey, you guys, and welcome to another episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins. It's me, Donnie Wiggins, your favorite business coach, business development strategist, and mentor. Listen, you may show up every single week to watch Full Transparency, or maybe it's your first episode. Welcome to you, hey, if this is your first time. But am I mentoring you? Are you an entrepreneur, aspiring entrepreneur, established entrepreneur seeking mentorship? And you're not in my community, Actionable CEO, make sure you are over there too. Let's get started. Let's get started because this year you said you were doing something different. This year you said that you were coming out hard. This year you said that you were kicking up the dust. You're taking names along the way and you're doing all those things, you know, those resolutions and things, but you're still tiptoeing. You are still tiptoeing about around those things that you said that you were going to be doing. And between me and you, I'm just trying to figure out why. Maybe you don't know why. I'm going to help you understand why you might still be softly taking steps, gently taking steps, when really you're qualified to make huge leaps. If you already know that you're qualified to make huge leaps, but you're playing small, just right here, right now, I'm getting to it early, drop huge leaps in the comments wherever you're watching this video, because it's time for you to believe it. It's time for you to believe it. Remember, as a man thinketh, so is he. So if you know that you need to be taking huge leaps, why are you still playing small? Why would you still be playing small? It's because of one word. One word, one word. I hate this word so much, though, because we get these excuses in our head and we try to frame it out to be every single thing. But this one word, that little four letter F word, it's the four letter nasty F word that, you know what I mean? You're running from it. I have run from it. We've all run from it at some point, but it's fear. It's fear. No matter how you frame it. Oh, I don't have time to. Oh, I don't have money to. Oh, I don't know enough. Oh, I don't this, that, and the other. You're scared. And if you're scared, say you're scared. If you're scared, just say you're scared. You look scared to me, all right? I've been scared before, so I'm not judging you. Maybe I am. And I'm judging because I'm on the other side of it now, and I know that you can get through it. Like, what would you do if fear wasn't holding you back? Who could you become if fear wasn't the issue for you? Like, how big would you be living out loud if fear wasn't holding you back? Fear is the silent killer of dreams. There's no other way to put that. Fear is the silent killer of dreams, and there's no other way to communicate that. None. No other way. Fear, self-doubt, procrastination, lack of consistency. If any of those characters, if you or anybody you know has suffered from fear, self-doubt, lack of consistency, procrastination, then you may be suffering from something called lack. And we want to take our time back. We want to take our peace back. We want to take our freedom back. We want to take our dreams back. We want to get back in control of our business. Let me tell you what fear could do. Fear almost kept me from launching this podcast, the podcast that you like to watch every single week. Fear almost kept me from launching this podcast. I remember when I hesitated and procrastinated so bad. I procrastinated so badly about launching this podcast. Sure, I'd already experienced some success as a co-host of the Social Proof podcast. Sure, I'd already made multiple seven figures as a business owner. Sure, I already mentor people, thousands of people all over the globe. Sure, all those things are true. But when it came down to starting my own podcast, separate from David, outside of the Social Proof podcast, I just couldn't wrap my head around why I would do that. And Zell, for months, like Dave had suggested, I remember Dave told me one day, he said, Donnie, you're a star and the world needs to hear more of your voice and you need to do a solo podcast too. And I thought, like, are you trying to break up with me, Dave? Are you trying to, you know what I mean? You don't want to do the Social Proof podcast anymore? And it wasn't that. He was saying, you need your own platform, your own stage. You need to be heard by as many people who hear us together separately. And what's interesting is there's a post that I wrote on my old Facebook page. That page has since been hacked, but I got it screenshot. I have this screenshot. And I said, I want it to be like Oprah. I want it to be like Oprah, meaning I wanted to have my own show, my own platform, where when I spoke, people listened, where what I said resonated with the masses. I wanted that so badly. And see, I realized that I wanted that when I'd be writing these posts, these statuses is what they were on Facebook at that time. I'd be writing these statuses and I'm going through the motions and the typed out words would resonate with people. My mom has always told me that my gift is communication. And so these stories that I would write out would resonate with people. And people would say, you need your own book or you need your own show. You need to be on TV. You need this, that, and the other. And I'm like, you know what? I do. And so years later, when David said to me, you need your own show, I'm like, I do. And I have the ability to make that happen. I can do it. I have the resources. I have the tools. I have the people. I have all the things. But what I didn't have was the confidence in doing it. I couldn't understand. And here's how I sold myself my own procrastination. I went back and forth with the idea. Well, how would it be different from the Social Proof podcast? I don't want to compete with the Social Proof podcast. Oh, no, we got a good thing going on. Let's not confuse the audience. Let's not create a podcast that has to compete with the other podcasts and do all these things. Y'all, I was scared. And today I can say I was scared. Your girl was scared. I was scared that I would water down my brand. I'd be in too many places at one time. I was scared that I wouldn't have enough to talk about. I was scared that this wouldn't be different from the Social Proof podcast. I was scared about having the task and the responsibility of securing guests every week. I was just, there were so many things that were going through my mind, and there's only one word that can summarize what I was feeling on the inside. I'm thinking that I'm being strategic. I'm thinking that I am being careful. I'm thinking that I'm just thinking things through. I'm thinking that I'm seeking clarity. But the truth of the matter is, I was scared. I was dealing with fear. And one day, I walked into the studio, and I was dressed really nicely. And Ryan, shout out to Ryan. Ryan and Reese said to me, you look really good today. You know what today is? A perfect day to shoot your own podcast. Today is a perfect day for you to shoot your own podcast. And I was like, all right, get it. Let's get it. I said, if I can get a guest, if I can call someone on the phone and get a guest, I will start the podcast. And I'm thinking, my friends are busy. Zell, nobody's coming in here. My friends are busy. It's the middle of the day. People already have their days planned out. And so I made 3 phone calls. I sent out 3 text messages at the same time. Like, let's kill 3 birds with 1 stone. I sent 3 text messages at one time that says, hey, I'm about to launch my podcast and I would love for you to be one of my very first guests. And everybody said, yes. What do you mean? What do you mean? Why would y'all be so available right now? Shout out to Marcus Rozier. Shout out to Marketing by Monray. Shout out to Maya Elias. They all said yes. And now my heart is racing. What do you mean? Okay, so I'm shooting a podcast. Okay, so we're doing that. And I went into that studio, Zell, like I had never shot a podcast before. Like I didn't know how to talk on the dang on camera. But it was wonderful. And here we are now, I don't know, almost 100 episodes in. We are almost 100 episodes in. And if I didn't go through with it, if I didn't put that fear aside, this wouldn't be here for you. And it's here for me as much as it is for you. Congratulations, entrepreneur. You made the decision that this will be your biggest and best year ever in business. And I am so excited for you. It's just that you're missing something. The accountability and the mentorship that you said you need, the accountability and the mentorship that you said you were gonna get this year, I know you're missing it because I'm not mentoring you inside of my community, Actionable CEO. I see everybody else. I'm looking through the names as I speak right now and I'm seeing all the names, but I don't see yours. See, Actionable CEOs have something in common. They have three things in common, in fact. They are disciplined. They are action takers. They invest in themselves. But my favorite one is that they are action takers. Oh, wait, no. My favorite one could be that they're disciplined. It could also very much be that they invest in themselves. See, you can't do one without the other if you want major results. So I'm inviting you to check out my community, my mentorship community for entrepreneurs who are interested in personal development, professional development, and financial development. And you want to have a whole lot of fun connecting with other people in the community to network with. If I'm your girl, if I'm your person, if I'm your vibe, check out actionableceo.com right now to see if my mentorship community is the right one for you. In fact, I know it is. So just go there and hit register, join now, whatever. I'll see you on the inside. Bye. So let's talk about the root of fear and where fear and self-doubt are coming from. Number one, we have the fear of failure. We have the fear of judgment. And then you also have the fear of the unknown. And this one may be rare. Maybe not so rare, but maybe you don't hear it all the time. But sometimes it's the fear of success. It's the fear of, what if I make it? What does my life become now? It's the fear of failing in front of people. What will they say about me? Who's talking behind my back?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the fear of self-doubt. Do I know enough? Do I believe in myself? Can I really do this thing? It's the fear of the unknown. Well, I can try this, but I can't control the outcome. So I'd rather just not do it because I have to be in control of the outcome. Do you guys know that control, obsessive control, is just fear? Obsessive control is fear. But let me tell you what else fear is and why you have to overcome it, why you have to do it afraid, you have to do it scared. Fear is a natural response to stepping out of your comfort zone. Fear is a natural response to growth. And so when you feel afraid about what is a positive thing that you're doing, when you're feeling afraid about trying something different, understand that in there somewhere is your growth. And that is the key to your success. Y'all, we struggle with fear in so many different areas of our lives. And it's simply a sign that you are growing. And let me tell you how fear will manifest for you as an entrepreneur. As an entrepreneur, fear looks like procrastination. Fear looks like procrastination. You're dragging your feet. You are selling yourself these reasons, these excuses why you can't get something done. But you know you have the time to do it. Let me tell you why you know you have the time to do it. Let me tell you why you know you have the time to do it. Because last night, before you went to bed, you said, tomorrow I'm going to do this. But then for some reason, you woke up today and you said, not today. See, yesterday in your mind, you planned for it. You went to sleep. You felt good about it. You even woke up excited about the idea of it happening. But then when you actually needed to take action, you said, not today. Tomorrow, they keep saying tomorrow. Tomorrow will. And see, I feel like I can talk to y'all about this because I've done it. I know that my audience is an audience of entrepreneurs and individuals who are at a place that I have been before. That's why I created Full Transparency. This is me wrapping up my story and my journey and my lessons along the way and framing it as conversations for you to plug into. That's the transparency part. Like, these things actually happened. This is what actually took place. And I want to share that because you're feeling this way and you're not alone. You're feeling this way and you're not crazy. You're feeling this way and you're not a failure. You're feeling this way and it's perfectly normal. Fear is wrapped up into three things as an entrepreneur. Number one, procrastination. The second thing, perfectionism. You just got to keep working until you believe it's right. You have to keep going, hey, Donnie, the way that I operate, everything has to be perfect. Well, there's no such thing, because even in your perfectionism, you'll make a mistake. There will be a flaw. What's perfect for you may not be perfect to your client or to your customer. Once you have enough to get started, once you can deliver the outcome in an excellent way, in a great way, get started. The third way fear manifests as an entrepreneur is through playing small. Ooh! Ooh! Playing small. Let me tell you why that just sent a shockwave through my body. I got baptized on New Year's Eve. And before my baptism, it was a private baptism ceremony with Pastor Darius Daniels. And before my baptism, he spoke a word over me, Zell. He said, Donnie, you have been battling with something that I've noticed about you probably for most of your life. You have been battling with dimming your own light. He said, you're not playing big enough. And I was sitting there and I couldn't even disagree. See, to the ill-informed, unknowledgeable I, to you, I'm playing big. Big Donnie, not the little one. Big Donnie, not the little one. Big Donnie, not the little one. That's what I look like to you. But to my vision board, to my dreams, to my imagination, to my vision, there's a much higher version of me. There's a much larger version of me. There is a much louder version of me. There is a version of me that is embarrassed to still be the version of me of who I am today. There is a, like in my imagination, on this laptop, on my vision board, in my visions, in my dreams, in my affirmations, the version of me that I am destined to become is proud of the girl that I am today, but embarrassed that I'm still her. Am I talking out loud or recording a podcast episode? And what are we doing, Zell? This might be for me. Playing small. Like, because you're celebrated and because people know your name, you really think you're playing out loud. You really think you're playing big. You really think you are maximizing your potential, but there's a whole other level. And so here's what happens. Here's why I know that people say, don't talk about it until it's done. And there's a part of me that believes that. But then there's also the part of me who has dedicated my entrepreneurial journey into living out loud, right? Living transparently so that people who don't have examples around them can see from my perspective how this goes, how entrepreneurship goes, how the journey goes, what the pace to the success that you're looking for looks like, right? So I have volunteered my journey, right? The problem with staying quiet until it's done, for me, from my perspective, is that there's a piece that's missing that I believe is a huge part to your success equation. And the piece that's missing for most people is accountability. Accountability. See, when you keep that idea clutched tightly to your chest, when you keep it to yourself and nobody knows about it because you're so determined to keep it quiet, keep it silent until it's done, nobody is holding you accountable. And accountability sometimes is the one major key that you need. It's the one major piece to your puzzle that you need to keep going and keep going at an accelerated rate. When we don't have the accountability, nobody knows that we're going for it. So when we decide to procrastinate, when we decide to give up, when we decide to flat out quit, nobody knew that it was supposed to happen anyway. So there's nobody nudging you on your shoulder saying, nah, don't do that. No, you know what the goal is. No, you know what the big picture is. Keep going. I noticed that you're slowing down. That's not in alignment with where you're trying to go. And so I believe that you have to let people know where you're going, what you're planning for. So somebody, at least three qualified people, are holding you accountable. Otherwise, nobody knows that you're playing small. And you will let the praise of outside influence make you believe that you're playing big. Right? But it's going to cost you some things. It's going to cost you some things. You're going to be stuck in a space, and there's a price to pay for being stuck. There's a price to pay. Number one, missed opportunities. How many opportunities have you already missed out on? How many things have already passed you by because you were afraid? How many things have already passed you by because you were afraid? Not only that, maybe they didn't pass you by. Maybe you weren't ready for them, so you couldn't even seek the opportunity. You couldn't even approach a situation because you weren't ready yet. How many more times are you going to not be ready? Like, you hear it every day. It's a trendy statement at this time. Stay ready so that you don't have to get ready, but you keep showing up ill-prepared. You're not where you want to be because you're not prepared. We got to get out of this rhythm of being stuck. We got to get out of the rhythm of being stuck. Being stuck is a symptom of fear and self-doubt. Fear and self-doubt are dream killers. So we got to move past that. There's another cost to pay for being stuck, and that's slow progress. Success doesn't have to happen slowly. You don't have to rush through it, but there's nothing in the rule book. There's nothing in the manual that says it has to happen slow. Success doesn't have to happen slow. It can happen as slow or as fast as you like it, but because you are fearful, you're 1,000% slowing down your own progress. How does it feel? How does it feel? No, seriously. How does it feel to know that you are the number one reason why you haven't gotten where you want to get to? It's not lack of support from your friends and family. It's not lack of customers. It's not lack of anything. It's lack of confidence. It's lack of timeliness. It's lack of urgency. It's lack of resiliency. You're the reason. 99% of the time, I'm willing to bet it all. You're the reason. There's something that you should be doing, something you need to tweak, some adjustment you need to make. You're the reason. You're the reason. And we've got to get out of our own way. The third cost that you pay for staying stuck is unfulfilled potential. Man. Oh, this is one. This is one because people will notice something in you that you're struggling to notice yourself. And you've heard it before. You've heard it before. This isn't new information for you. It's not new information. You've heard, you got so much potential. You heard, I believe in you. You heard, wow, I'm surprised you're not. You've heard these things before. But no matter how much praise you're given externally, internally, if you are still being suffocated and trapped by your own fear, you are never going to become unstuck. I need you to become unstuck. Otherwise, you live a life of unfulfilled potential. Otherwise, you live a life of what ifs, could have, should have, what ifs. You know those athletes, the athletes that do so well in high school, they get recruited, they get picked up to go to college, and they're probably playing on a scholarship, but they go to this new city and they are distracted. They're distracted by the girls or the lifestyle or the boys and the parties and, you know, all the things. They can't stay focused. They can't keep that grade level up. They can't stay just above passing. Something is holding them back. And then they fall out of alignment with going pro. Now you won't go pro because you can't even stay on the team. Now you become unrecruitable. And so they go on and they go on to, you know, go to their plan B, which is, you know, some type of work that they want to do. Maybe they want to be a trainer, or they want to go into corporate. They want to become an accountant, whatever those things are. But they're always the guy at the cookout, Zelle, who's telling the same story about, man, I used to ball. I was dunking on, you know, let me tell you something. Don't be that guy who's talking about all the balling you used to do, all the scores, all the dunks you used to make, all the scoring you used to do. Don't be that guy that talked about how you used to dunk on everybody, but you did nothing with it. You didn't stay the course. You let fear hold you back. And now all you're talking about are your old highlight reels. And you got people around you that says, man, you should have been the next. You should have been, you could have been. If you would have, you would have been. The fourth cost that you'll pay is not living in your purpose. Every day that you let fear control you is a day that you're not living up to your purpose. Every day that you let fear control you is a day that you are not living up to your purpose. It's a day that you're failing the assignment yet again. See, you're not failing the assignment if you try and it doesn't work, right? But you are failing the assignment if you are the reason that you're staying stuck because you're scared of something fictitious that hasn't even happened yet. Try. So I want to give us three strategies for overcoming fear and self-doubt. The first thing that I want to give you is to shift your perspective. We have to have a new perspective. A new perspective, okay? Fear isn't your enemy. Fear isn't your enemy. It's a sign that you're stepping into growth. You're stepping into a new territory. You're stepping into change. And embrace fear. Embrace the fear and say, okay, I know this feeling. I've been here before. Something major is about to happen. I am about to experience a major life happening. I've been here before, good, bad, or ugly. Doesn't matter. I know this feeling. I'm not foreign to it. So now that I'm feeling this feeling, I've got this nervousness on the inside of me. Instead of allowing it to paralyze me and hold me hostage inside my own dream, I'm going to reframe this fear as excitement for a challenge to grow. Shift your perspective. Number one, you got to take small, consistent steps. So maybe you're afraid of the big picture, but can we do something small today? Can you just do something small today that gets you to the big picture, but it's incremental, it's a baby step. The best way that you can overcome fear is through action. It's to like take the step and say, it's not that bad. You ever been to an amusement park like with the Zelle, I don't know, with maybe your wife at one time, or you've been with kids and they see the roller coaster from far away. They saw the commercial for this roller coaster and they got to get to Six Flags because they got to get on that ride, right? I want to get on this ride so bad. I want to get on this ride so bad. Okay, well, they're saying that from the couch. They're saying it from the sideline. You get to Six Flags with this person and you get up close. You're in line now. You're in line. And the closer and closer you get to this becoming a reality that you actually get to experience this ride, conquer this ride, your heart is starting to race. You are starting to drip sweat. you're in this line. You wanted to do it. You said you wanted to do it from far away. When the vision was far away, you were committed to doing it. But now that you're in line, it's like, ooh, I don't know. You start telling yourself, like trying to talk yourself out of it. You're standing in line and you're like, I don't know. I'm going to let y'all go. You start letting people skip you in the line. You start letting people get ahead of you in this line and you get up and you're up next. You're up next and you are shaking with fear. But maybe you've got those accountability partners, the people that you said, yo, I want to get on this ride. I want to get on this ride. And so you've got your accountability partners on both sides of you. And they're like, no, it'll be fine. You said you wanted to do it. We stood in this line. We've been in this line for an hour and a half. We're getting on the ride. So they convince you to get on the ride. And as the ride attendant is strapping your seatbelt in and making sure that you're all in and the safety checks are being done, you are sitting there frozen. You're paralyzed with fear. You're frozen in that moment, paralyzed with this fear. You're wishing that you never got on the ride. You are wishing that nobody talked you into this. You're hoping that you never even came to the park. And then the ride starts and your body does that thing. Oh my God. You're holding on to people for dear life. You're screaming. You want to throw up. That ride goes up that first hill and you have your eyes closed. You can't even look. And then you reach the top and it does that little pause that it does before it lets loose and boom, it goes down. And you get that first rush of nauseousness, nausea. You get that first round of, okay, I'm still here. I did it. We dropped to the lowest point. I'm still here. Okay, I see. And now you're going back up. And on this ride up, on this next wave, on this next hump, your eyes are open this time. You don't have to close your eyes this time. You're going up. You're going up again. And now we're at the top. And you look over and you close your eyes one more time. And you go down again, but you kind of peek open with one eye. Okay, we made it. You're still screaming. But you make it down that second one, and here we go up the third one. Here we go up the third one. You're still holding on. You still got your accountability partners on the left and the right of you, but you're going up now the third time. And now your eyes are open the whole time. Your eyes are open the whole time, and you go back down, and your eyes are still open. You zip around that bend real quick, and you're going around that other bend, and your eyes are open. You see the whole park. You're looking at people, and now you're smiling. You're excited. You know somewhere along the way they're going to take your picture, and now you're thinking about all of the celebration. You want your picture taken so you can get your picture at the end of it, and you're going around and around and around and around, and you're looking. Your eyes are open, and before you know it, it comes to an end. You're at the finish line, and you're like, what do we say? Woo, I want to do that again. I want to do that again. It's the same exact concept. You had to take an action. You had to arrive at the park. You had to get in the line. You had to wait your turn in that line. You had to lean on your accountability partners. You had to buckle up and get strapped in. You had to hold on to somebody for support. You had to close your eyes through it. You had to breathe your way through it. You had to go through those uphills and downhills, around the corner and around the bend. And then you got to the finish line and you said, that wasn't so bad. Let's use that framework with your success. Let's use that framework with your dreams. Let's use that framework with your vision. Because once you take a small action, at the end of it, you're going to say, that's not so bad. But let me tell you about success. Let me tell you about entrepreneurship. The unfortunate part is that you don't get to just go through that obstacle course one time. We got to keep getting back in line. Zell, we have to keep getting back in line. So you get to the end and you're like, oh man, I could do that again. I want to do that again. That wasn't so bad. But then you look out at that line and you like, no. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to stand in that line all over again. Are you going to show up for yourself over and over and over and over again? Because that's number two, showing up consistently. So you made it through round one, but then there's round two, three, four. Entrepreneurship is a constant uphill, constant downhill, constant uphill, constant downhill. Every now and then you'll get a straightaway. Every now and then you get the straightaway. Those don't last long. At some point that it's going to happen. At some point, it's going to happen. All right. So you have to be willing to get back in the line and be willing to grab hold of your accountability partners again, get on the bigger roller coaster, go to the next line, go to the next obstacle, and defeat them every single time. Every single time. Number three, we got to replace negative self-talk. I don't care if you are just playing. I don't care if you're just playing. Stop speaking negatively. Like, man, I don't know if I'm built out for this, man. I don't know if I'm built for this. The more you tell yourself you're not built for it, the less built for it you're going to be. I wake up every single day and I know I'm built for it. Even at my lowest, I'm built for it. Even at my lowest, I'm built for it. And there's no obstacle, no circumstance, no person that can tell me otherwise. Even at my lowest, I'm built for it. This is what I set out to do. I looked at the game. I looked at the pieces before I decided to start playing. And I can do this. I can do this. We play every other game with loose instruction. The creators of Uno recently said that you can't play a draw two on top of a draw two or a draw four to reverse action and let you catch up after somebody that made you draw four. Like, they released these rules, and when the creators released these rules, people all over the internet started saying, nah, that ain't how you play the game. That ain't how you play the game. They don't know that over here on this side, this is how we play. It's draw four, draw four, draw four, draw four. It's reverse, Uno out, right? But the creator said, nah, that's not how you play the game. Now, the truth of the matter is, we've been winning Uno all our lives. We've been playing Uno and winning Uno. We have convinced people that this is how the game is played. And so when I decided to become an entrepreneur, I used the same loose instructions that I had with the game of Uno. Okay, so we look at, how you pull the instruction manual out of the box and you're like, all right, you do this, red with red, green with green, or number to number. All right, bet, got it. But we didn't read the fine print. We didn't read the details. And so for entrepreneurship, it's like, okay, I got an idea. You got to get an LLC. Okay, I need to establish a bank account. Bet. Run the play. And that's exactly what I did. And so when I looked at that and I started, as I go along my journey, I'm like, oh, it's more to it than this. It's more to it than this. Well, I don't have the rules figured out, but I tell you what, my piece is going to stay on the board. My player's staying in the game. I'm showing up ready to finish them every single day, even when I'm not, even when there's self-doubt, even when I don't feel like it, even when my energy isn't where my energy needs to be. I, Donnie Wiggins, am built for this. So whatever is coming my way, we will figure it out. One of my favorite affirmations is, I believe in my ability to figure it out. So I don't speak that foolishness over my life. It's like parents who say, oh, he's so bad, talking about your little babies, your toddlers and stuff. Oh, he's so bad. Don't. You think it's cute. You think it's funny because they're pulling on the furniture and they're doing these things. No, he's not so bad. He's so curious. He's eager to learn. He's eager to have experiences. We have to reframe negative self-talk. Instead of saying I'm not ready, say I'm learning and I'm improving every single day. I'm building up my skills. Use affirmations, use journaling to reframe your mindset, all right? And number five, you got to visualize your success. Take a moment to imagine what success looks like for you. Your success and my success probably look different. For some of you, it could look identical, right? You may want what you see that I show you. There's a key there. You may want what you see that I show you. But I don't show you everything. I didn't show you the tears. I didn't show you the depression. I don't show you the doubt. We talk about it usually after I've come through it, right? I don't show you everything. So you have to visualize what success looks like for you. What does it look like? For who? For who? For who? Visualize what success looks like for you. Feel it and see it. See it. like, at the end of this year, what does a successful year look like to you? And use that vision to push through the fear. And I'm going to leave you with a sixth one. You got to accept imperfection. Done is better than perfect every single time. You've heard that before. Done is better than perfect every single time. And waiting for perfection is just an excuse to keep you attached to fear and keep you stuck. Start sloppy. Start sloppy. And improve as you go. I didn't have automation set up when I started my business. I'm sending everybody everything individually. I didn't even know that you could put a whole course inside of a Kajabi and it would give it to them in sequential order. I didn't know that you could do that. But I started with what I did know. And then the miraculous part is when you start with what you do know, what you don't know starts to reveal itself to you through experience. Through experience. So now, to summarize what we talked about today, you've got to put your fear-fighting toolkit together. You need to know that fear is going to come, and it's going to come a lot. Even those of us who are confident, strong, resilient, even those people who are uber successful, they experience fear at some point in their lives. So remember that first you have to shift your perspective. You have to take the small steps. You have to take consistent steps. You got to replace negative self-talk. You've got to visualize what success looks like for you, and you have to accept imperfection. Fear is natural, but it doesn't have to control you. The actions that you take, the mindset that you manage, ooh, and I didn't even talk about managing, like managing your mindset, not just having and developing a mindset, but managing your mindset. Like when you see that you're starting to drift, remember we talked about in a previous episode, drifting. When you see that you're starting to drift before you drown, can you manage your mindset and catch yourself and anchor onto something that allows you to get right back on track? The accountability. So letting somebody know what you're up to. You don't have to let the world know, but you need to let a couple of qualified people know. Qualified people, people who you respect, people whose opinions you take, people who you don't want to disappoint. These are qualified people. So that it works, their accountability works, right? You're capable of more than you know. You are qualified more than you know. Your potential is through the roof. And you're more in control than you think. As soon as you stop letting fear control you.
You know where your business would be without you. Imagine where it could go with more of you. Well, with Wix, you can create a website with more of your vision, your voice, your expertise. Wix gives you the freedom to truly own your brand and do it on your own, with full customization and advanced AI tools that help turn your ideas into reality. Scale up without being held back by cookie-cutter solutions and grow your business into your online brand. Because without you, your business is just business as usual. Take control. Go to Wix.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
you will begin to unlock the life that you have been praying for. You will get to experience finally what it feels like to live a life based on your own design. As soon as it almost happens simultaneously. Recognize the fear, go in my toolkit, pull out the right tool, take the right action, see a little progress. Wow, I'm seeing my life. I'm seeing my wildest dreams happen right before me. I understand now what Donnie means when she says you can live your life by your own design. You're capable of more than you know. And you can live the life that you've been dreaming of. You can build the business that you've been dreaming of. You can have the relationships that you've been dreaming of. Don't let anybody tell you anything any differently. Don't let anybody tell you anything any differently. You can do this. You can do this. You're here watching it. You've been here this long, so even you believe that you can do it. You know what your next step is? Come into a community of entrepreneurs who are on the same trajectory as you are. You deserve to be mentored by me. You deserve to be mentored by me. Check out actionableceo.com. My community, Actionable CEO, is a developmental community for entrepreneurs who are seeking personal, professional, and financial development. We are talking about all kinds of things in there, and we are helping people build more confidence in themselves, get more clarity in their business, and make more money along the way. Wherever you are watching this, go to actionableceo.com, and I will see you on the inside. Feel the fear. Do it anyway. Do it ugly. Do it scared. Do it sloppy. Do it terrified. Your dreams are just waiting for you. Bye.